reporting.
Gimme the Loot is a new independent film that's had a charmed life, including winning the Best Narrative Prize at South by Southwest and also an appearance at the Cannes Film Festival. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it's worth the fuss.
We meet Malcolm and Sophia as they're stealing spray paint from a hardware store. They're committed graffiti writers and best friends living in the grittiest part of the Bronx. He's easygoing and affable, while she is unapologetically fierce.
All right, listen. So this is what we're going to do.
Don't your brother train some boxer that work at Shea Stadium?
You mean City Field where the Mets play at?
City Field? I'm not calling it after some stupid bank. It's called Shea Stadium. And do you know the or not?
Who?
Pedro or some
The action gets going when a rival group of taggers defaces one of their rooftop masterpieces. Malcolm and Sophia fume about not getting any respect and wonder what they can do to make the world sit up and take notice. Then, inspiration strikes.
Anybody who's living up in this fine city knows, but when someone on the Mets hits a home run, this goofy apple pops out of the stands and everybody goes crazy.
Man, come on.
Somebody's gonna write graffiti on that apple and their name's gonna ring out in our world.
It turns out that Malcolm and Sophia have a weekend to come up with $500 to gain access to the stadium and immortality. It's one of the most venerable of movie tropes to make characters complete a task while the clock is ticking. But writer-director Adam Leone's gift is for people, for getting natural, likable performances out of his actors.
You always saying, oh, we're going to be the biggest writers in New York City. We'll do what you got to do to make that happen.
Gimme the Loot's off-the-cuff bravado perfectly captures the texture of youthful exuberance, even though it's only 81 minutes long and was shot on the fly in a variety of New York locations. Malcolm and Sophia are not exactly a latter-day Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland, but they are two kids trying their hardest to put on their own kind of show. Will they get what they want, what they need, or something in between? The only sure thing is that being along for the ride on a day they won't forget is unforgettable for us as well.
That's Kenneth Turan. He reviews movies for Morning Edition and also for the Los Angeles Times.